Welcome to the Holistic Anxiety Fix podcast, where we explore the many different root causes of anxiety so you can learn how to heal naturally and reclaim your love for life.
Welcome to this episode of the Holistic Anxiety Fix podcast, where I have today with me a former, and I guess you could say current client, Autumn. And Autumn is going to be sharing her journey through healing anxiety, both what it looked like before she met me, what it looks like after meeting me, and where she's at now. So if you're an avid listener to this podcast, you know that I love interviewing success stories. And usually the women I have on have slightly different stories because everyone's journey is slightly different. I do this because I like people to understand that there is hope for healing, no matter what you're coming to me or anyone else with in terms of anxiety symptoms. Healing is always possible. So let's go ahead and dive in. Welcome, Autumn. So happy to have you here with us today.
Thank you.
So let's talk about the very beginning. We're going to go back to the beginning before you met me on what you were dealing with and what your struggle was.
So my journey began in 2006 when I was in South Africa, and I got bit by, we're not sure what, I'm assuming a tick. So it began there. And when I got home from South Africa, I started having all these flu symptoms. And so to make a long story short, I've been to over 40 doctors, and each of those said, you know, I was crazy, or I wasn't really, you know, had the symptoms that I said I did. And they suggested I see a psychiatrist. And then, you know, I suggested maybe I had Lyme disease, and they said that didn't exist.
Wow. So you saw over 40 doctors in your journey.
I have.
What I find is interesting about your story is that there was like a pivotal moment where you went from, you know, normally functioning to not normally functioning. So you had this like switch that was flipped. Would you feel like that's accurate?
Oh, totally. Yeah. I mean, I knew exactly when I got sick, but over that span of 16 years, I literally thought I was going insane. Nobody could help. Finally, in Seattle, I was diagnosed with Lyme disease and all these co-infections.
So that's so interesting because it sounds like, you know, over the 16 years, you had this idea that it was Lyme, and you went to the doctor suggesting it was Lyme, and you had this experience of being gaslit.
It was either it doesn't exist, or you have it for 2 weeks and you get over it, or you take this antibiotic and it's gone.
So I want to just pause in there for a second, because I think, you know, a lot of women have had this experience of being gaslit. And whether it's about, you know, thinking they have Lyme or something else is going on. And so I just want to pause on what it was like for you to intuitively feel like something was off and yet be told by the experts, and I use air quotes here, in the medical system that there was more going on, or that there was nothing going on and that it was all in your mind. What was that like for you? Did you believe them? Did you believe yourself? Like, what was that struggle like?
I think in the beginning, I believed them because I didn't know a whole lot. For me, I was an EMT, so I have that medical background. So I kind of tended to go toward that side. And so I believed them at first, but then as it kept going and progressing, I literally, like, I couldn't move my body, or I had to have people help me dress, or I was nauseous all the time and sick all the time. And so I knew it couldn't be just all in my head. And so for me, that was the worst part, I think. It's just feeling like nobody believed me and I was going crazy. I literally thought I was going crazy. So, and that was the worst part for me, because I thought, I'm losing it. Like, this is not going to get any better.
Right. And so I think this can be the challenge for a lot of women, where they intuitively know, like, this doesn't make sense, especially if you have a lot of physical symptoms, right? Like you said, you had to get help dressing. So it's like you have, you know, these experts telling you that it's in your mind, and you're trying to believe like maybe it's just anxiety causing this. And I hear this from a lot of the women that follow me, you know, like, oh, it's just, you know, I'm just really stressed out and I've gut issues, but it's just caused by anxiety in my head. Or, you know, I have tingling in my fingers, but I think that's just caused by my anxiety. And so they're trying to convince themselves of these things that they've been told by the doctors that it's all in their mind, until it almost becomes to this like ludicrous point where you're like, well, I don't really think that, you know, my mind is causing me not to be able to put my clothes on.
Well, that, and it just, we were talking about coming to you for help, but anxiety, it just heightens it and makes it tenfold. Because now you're thinking, great, nobody believes me. I already have all these issues that are causing me anxiety. And now I have even more anxiety because I'm all alone in this. It feels like that.
I think more and more women are coming to terms with the fact that there might be something else going on, and not necessarily drinking the Kool-Aid completely of practitioners. But initially, before you get to that point, it can be really scary, because it's like, do I have to learn to live like this for the rest of my life? Is this my new norm? Are those some things that you were thinking as well?
Well, to be quite honest, for me, I was thinking the dark road, like, I can't do this forever. Life isn't worth living anymore. Like, if I have to live like this, then I'm done. I mean, it's terrible, but that's just the way my brain was going. I just had it. I was exhausted from it.
And I want to validate that, because I think, you know, if you're in a situation where you're told that there's no hope for healing, and it's just in your mind that you have to magically heal, and your quality of life is so dismal, I think it would be hard for anybody to be like, oh, yay, 40 more years like this. Like, I can't wait. You know, and I speak to a lot of women who are very debilitated with their symptoms. And I think for me, that was a thought I had. Like, I can't live 40 years like this. Like, I'm not doing it. Like, I have to figure this out, because like, if this is what life on earth is, I don't like it.
Right. Exactly. No, that was totally me too. And that's why I dove into, forget about all these doctors, try to figure this out yourself, because you're the only one that knows your body.
And how did that go for you? So you got diagnosed with Lyme, you were finally validated. And then what happened?
So then I started the whole long journey of, let's try antibiotics, let's try all these herbal things, let's try all these other homeopathic things. And they were. And I say I'm still on the journey. So I'm not in remission. I'm not totally healed yet, but I've gotten better. Obviously, I'm sitting here. I can dress myself. That's a huge thing. And then I found, you know, I found you online. I say by happenstance, but I don't think anything happens by happenstance. So I've kind of gone down that holistic medical journey. And that is kind of where I'm emerging, if you will.
Okay. So before you found me, it sounds like you had seen some practitioners and throw in pretty much everything you could think of, or they could think of, I should say, at Lyme. And did it work?
I think it's helped. I don't think anything yet that I have done has totally healed me. Because I, being 16 years, you know, I wasn't beginning in the journey, so I wasn't able to be healed quickly. Mine is a long-term thing, because it's chronic Lyme at this point.
It is unfortunate, because for those who are unfamiliar with Lyme, what can happen is it becomes active in the system and it suppresses the immune system. And by suppressing the immune system, it allows other things to take root. So other infections, heavy metals, it clogs up your detox pathways. And so then the body is so busy dealing with everything else that it forgets that the Lyme is there. So it's kind of like this stealth invader, or this like virus on your computer that's slowing everything down. But you don't realize that the virus is there mucking things up, right? So if you've had 16 years of chronic Lyme, then you've had 16 years of exposure, more so than the human body was actually built for, to metals and toxins and infections. And so when you deal with chronic Lyme, then it becomes, now we have to reverse. We have to get rid of the infections. We have to get rid of the metals. We have to get rid of everything else that is, you know, sitting there before the body is actually able to come back online from an immune system perspective and clear the Lyme out of the picture. That tends to be, you know, my philosophy, which is likely why, you know, you're not able to find that like quick fix after 16 years. It's, you know, if you'd found it initially, you probably could have cleared the Lyme and been fine rather quickly. And so, Autumn, when you found me, what shifted with the work that I did with you?
So in September of last year, I had I just have to call it a mental break. I don't know what it was, but the anxiety just literally took over my life. I wasn't able to work. I actually started a job and only worked for 4 days. I literally could not do anything. I couldn't leave my house. I couldn't function. And that was new to me. I've had anxiety and I needed to work on it, but this particular, I don't know, stage of anxiety or whatever you want to call it, was just overwhelming. And so I was looking for something or somebody to help with anxiety, because I would go in and they would say, well, and I said, you know, it's coming from my gut. I can feel it. Anxiety doesn't come from your gut. Let me put you on more meds. So I was like, I don't want to be on more meds. I'm already on those. They're not working. And so that's when I found you online. And so I started the process of kind of peeling that onion back of, why do you have this Lyme? And for me, it was lovely when I found you, because I thought, first of all, emotionally, you helped because you believed me and believed all the other women that you're helping, because I would join those weekly calls. And so all of them kind of had the same basis, like, what is wrong with me? And you were like, nothing, nothing here. Like, we need to figure this out, unravel the onion.
Nothing in the mind. We need to figure it out in the body.
Right. And so I think, like you said, we're all different. So for me, it was, you did the hair test. You looked at my blood work. You did all of these things. I did the GI map. And so my gut was a mess, which I knew. But now what do we do to heal that? So we worked with that piece. And like I said, I'm still working with you and I'm still going to be working with you, because I had a long process to go. But my anxiety is 90% better. And for me, a lot of it was emotional, psychological, just saying, Autumn, like, this is a thing, we're going to get to the bottom of it. It's just hope in that, in one act. And then physically too, you know, I mean, I've had so much going on. And like I said, you've helped me kind of break it down and let's do it piece by piece. And for me, that works.
If you are struggling with anxiety and tired of going in circles, then I have something special for you. I have created a game-changing gift for everyone that is listening. This gift is specifically designed for women who are done living with their anxiety. Whether they are tired of the intrusive thoughts, the sleepless nights, gut issues, the overwhelm, or being unable to do the things they used to love. This gift is specifically designed for women who want immediate action steps. So what I have for you is a guide. It is 5 surprising ways to reduce anxiety in just 7 days. This guide is really great because it gives you some actionable steps. It is not telling you about your anxiety or suggesting a random things that you're never going to do, but they are really actionable steps that are going to have an immediate effect on lowering your anxiety. You can find the guide at go.healingjourneyservices.com/5ways-1.
We found something else that was pretty big and that is actually, I haven't brought up yet. It's quite common with Lyme to coexist or to flare Lyme-like symptoms. So do you want to share what that was?
Yeah. So you're talking about the mold.
Yeah. Yes. Yes, that is what I'm talking about.
What's funny is that you kept mentioning it. And I kept putting it off, because it's huge, right? If you find mold, like, now you have to fix it. And it can be costly and it can be all these things, but it also could be like the root. So for me, we finally had somebody come out and we had 5 types of mold. And one of them was highly toxic. And the guy said, he didn't believe me. He said, this house is immaculate. You don't have mold. And I said, look, Jody's not going to get off my back. Just test for the mold. So he said, okay. So he tested it. And so the test came back and said, I couldn't believe it when I saw it. So he came out and they did the treatments. And so I had him come back out last week and it's still good. I'm still testing. But I am going to do what you said and do the hurts me. I'm going to get those and just test on my own for that. But I will say I feel better. I mean, I do feel better. I haven't had the headaches that I had. I haven't had those types of issues. So
you can see a difference in how you're feeling once you've cleared mold out of your place.
I can. I don't feel that, just that pressure I used to feel, if that makes any sense. It's kind of hard to, but, and I haven't had the headaches that I was having either. So,
yeah, I mean, I like your story because there was no one fix. And I think you know, a lot of women, especially with the conventional medical system, it's like, you know, we teach like there's something wrong, then you take a pill, then it goes away, and then you feel better. And so a lot of women are like, well, what's my one root cause? You know, like, what is the one thing? And usually there's something that takes up most of the room for the root cause title, though there's a winner, but it's often, you know, multiple layers of things that are going on. So for you, you know, there was this history of being bitten or by a tick and having Lyme and co-infections. And then layered on top of that is these gut issues. And then layered on top of that is you're living in mold and getting mold exposure, and that's driving your nervous system. And then layered on top of that is 16 years of medical PTSD where your whole experience has been invalidated. Does that feel accurate for you?
Yeah.
So it's not one thing, and it's not necessarily like a simple answer, but that doesn't mean that healing is not possible. Would you say that's accurate?
I would say that's accurate. And I would say for people that are going into it, you've had to be patient this long. Just be patient a little longer, because you're actually uncovering the issues and you will get to a solution. I mean, I totally get the wanting to say, Jody, what is wrong with me? Just figure it out type thing. And it is a process. And so that I would say that just be patient through it. You've had to endure this long, give it a little longer, and actually get to the root cause so that you can feel better. Because for me, my anxiety is 90% better. I have an interview this coming Friday to actually start back part-time work. I'm going to start into it slowly, but I'm just saying, like, that wasn't an option a year ago.
Yeah. And I think, you know, a lot of people after 16 years of, you know, going down the medical system and not getting answers would be afraid that the holistic system wouldn't get them answers or that there wasn't answers. Was that ever a fear of yours?
I think for me, like growing up, I had heard holistically, I mean, to be quite honest, they were quacks.
Same. And here we are. Quack, quack.
Yeah. And so when I first went into my Lyme doctor's office, I was like, what kind of place is this? You know, but then as it started helping me, I thought there's something to this. And there's a reason that the Western medicine doesn't want you to see this, doesn't want you to go through this piece. You know, it's not the money-making industry, but yet it's the healing industry. And so for me, it's like, we need to get this out there. We need to help more people this way, because really it's the only way that's working. The other medicines just caused more side effects, all these other issues. So
you went from, would you say, from no hope to, like, how did things change for you when you went into holistic healing? Like, did that hope come back of like, yes, I can get my life back?
It did. I think for a start, the holistic practitioners actually listened. And that's something that the other doctors did not do. Like, I would literally mention Lyme and they would shut down.
Yeah.
And they would be like, well, we can't, or that's not a thing. I can't tell you how many times I heard that. That's not a thing. Okay. So, you know, I've got chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, all these things, which basically we don't know what it is. So we're just going to send you out the door with that fibromyalgia diagnosis. But when I started going to the holistic things, I started seeing little glimmers of, I feel better in this way, or I feel better in this way, or I would like massively detox. And so I knew something was going on. And so I think, you know, I got better in certain areas. So I know it works. So, and I know it's a process. And it's like, it's a whole team process. I could see that I'd be better.
Right. And it's changing your perspective.
Oh, totally.
Yeah. Which is amazing. And I love how you said, you know, I got better in this way a little bit, and then a little bit better in this way, and a little bit better in this way, because I think that's a really realistic way of looking at healing, right? It's not a quick fix, but you're still going to feel better. You know, I get the question, like, if I join your program, will I be healed? And it's sort of like this, such a difficult question to answer, because A, what is healed? Do we ever heal fully and completely? But it's more of like, well, how deep do you need to go to get to that healing? And how slow do we need to go to get to that healing, right? Like, you're somebody who's been very clear that healing has been piece by piece for you, and that journey's still ongoing. And yet that hope is still there because you're seeing that progress and you're seeing yourself feeling better. And so I think that's a really key way of understanding what healing looks like. Would you agree?
I do. And I think you have to be realistic at some point and say, it took me 16 years to get to this point. I'm not going to join your program and then 1 month later be healed. And like you said, what is healing? I think some of it, or a lot of it, also depends on how much you're willing to do, the work you're willing to put in. And you have to stick with things and see them through, you know, like the diet or the mindful breathing or the supplementation, those types of things. You have to stick with it in order to get to where you want to be. And sometimes that's not easy because people want a quick fix. In reality, that really doesn't exist. So.
No, it really does not exist. I love that you said, you know, it took you 16 years to get here. It's not going to take you a month to have it, right? And so if you're listening and you've had anxiety for a while, it doesn't mean that you won't heal it. It just might mean that it's not going to be a magic pill kind of solution with fireworks that happens, you know, a week after you take something. It's a much slower process than that. And so is there anything else that you think would be important for you to share with our listeners about your journey?
I thought about this because I knew you were going to ask me this question. I think for me, it's don't give up. Keep working. You know your body. And you've said this to me many times. You know your body more than, you know, better than anybody else. So you have to keep working and digging to get to the boss. And I would say work with Jody. I know that sounds like a plug, but it really, it isn't coming from me. It's she helps you get to the bottom. You help me get to the bottom of it. And like I said, it's an ongoing journey. I'm still going to be working with you. I'm not fixed. And I think that's realistic too, but I'm not willing to give up hope. And I kind of want to prove all those other doctors wrong. Like you said, I didn't have anything and I wasn't going to get any better. So let's see about that for me.
Yeah. Thank you for sharing that. And no, I did not secretly pay Autumn to say that. I had no idea that's what she was going to say. But I like that motivation, right? I know for me, that was a motivation as well. Like, oh, you said I wasn't going to get better. Like, watch me do it. And there's something really empowering about taking back your own healing and starting to feel better. So thank you for coming on and being vulnerable and sharing your journey so that other women could learn from it. I just wanted to close out by saying that I also offer Lyme testing. I know that it can be difficult to get a clear answer on Lyme. So alternative functional medicine testing and energetic testing can be different ways of figuring out what you might intuitively suspect, ruling it either in or out. So if you want to contact me, I can be reached at jodi@healingjourneyservices.com, J-O-D-I-E. Or you can join my Facebook group, Healing Anxiety Holistically for Women. I offer lots of really fun events, and it's a great way to get to know what I'm all about without committing to anything serious. Thank you so much again, Autumn, for joining me today. It's been a pleasure.
Thanks so much for tuning in to this episode of the Holistic Anxiety Fix podcast. If you're enjoying the show, please feel free to rate, subscribe, and leave a review wherever you listen to your podcasts so others like you can learn how to heal naturally from anxiety. Thanks again for tuning in, and we'll catch you in the next episode.